Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. Today we're going to continue our discussion with Joe Jones, the Executive Director of the Center for Urban Families. So, welcome, Joe.
Dave, thanks for having me.
I think our listeners would be really interested in the exchange between Marcus Dixon and President Obama when he came in a year and a half ago, because it really reminded me of not only the humanity in our president, but the fact that these problems, these issues are carried by all of us.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that. Was one of the most remarkable exchanges I think I've ever heard.
So for background, just for so the listeners understand who we're talking about and this environment. So a year and a half or so ago, President Obama visited the center. He asked that we bring together our graduates and a few of our employer partners. And as a result, Marcus Dixon, one of our graduates, who happens to be a 29-year-old dad with two young boys who lived life on the really fringes of society. He was heavily involved in the drug trade. His father wasn't involved in his life as a young man. He had tattooed his face up just sort of like the way in which you visualize Mike Tyson has a tattoo all over his face, including his eyelids. And but he's learned to change his behavior, and he even wears makeup to cover up the tattoos. And so we were able to have him sit very close to President Obama. And when we pointed out to the president that, you know, Marcus was a young dad, the president immediately engaged Marcus in this conversation about his experience growing up with a dad. And it was almost for
really growing up without a dad.
Without a dad.
Right.
The president without a dad, Marcus without a dad, but them being two men of color who have children who have to be responsible for their children. And the president saying to Marcus, you know, I could have made choices that would have led me down the path that you went, but we find ourselves in the room together as two men who happen to be dads, and I'm so proud of you, what you're doing for yourself and for your children and for your communities. And that has stuck with Marcus. Marcus is now working to have those tattoos removed. He's in college, and he's working two jobs, and he's connected with his two boys. I mean, that is the most testimonial, inspirational experience that I've had at the center, to see that kind of opportunity to bring the leader of the free world together with one of our graduates and others to have that kind of authentic conversation.
It was a fascinating moment because for a brief instant, the leader of the free world and Marcus Dixon could have been a million miles away
from us.
As they interacted with each other eye to eye, and the President of the United States said, "The pain never leaves when it comes to growing up without a dad."
Yep.
And that's really what it's all about. That's what it's all about, is changing people's lives like that. So thank you, Joe Jones, for joining me today and talking about the Center for Urban Families.
Thank you, Dave.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.